Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barazanda. You're tuning into the Wealth Revolution Awakening 2012, and I'm so excited that everyone is here and that we are here with you. You know, you are a blessing in my life, and you stretch me to become more than I've ever been, to deliver this message day in, day out, to receive the energy that comes in and to really send out love each day, no matter what's going on around me, and be a bigger gift and messenger to the planet. You've stretched me, and I do it because I know inside of you, inside of all of us, is this incredible gift. It's like a beautiful golden seed that if it's watered, if it's nurtured, if it's loved, it can transform the world, and it can transform your life. And one of the callers we had on a couple weeks ago literally shocked people with some of the amazing things that were revealed, and some of the exercises and energies that people tapped into were beyond anything they had seen before. And her name is Meg Benedict, and she's going to be back. She is back. She's going to be talking about how to use the quantum vortex to unlock your supernatural powers. And Meg Benedict is the owner of Soulful Services, a holistic-based business in Los Angeles, California. She has done extensive research in bioenergetics and quantum healing. She discovered the magnitude of change that is possible when tapping into the zero-point field of a counterclockwise spinning vortex. So we're going to find out more about the vortex, and you're going to learn about Metaron's sacred geometric math and the Taurus vortex and how that relates to personal healing and how we all can access unlimited free energy to eradicate polarity, disease, and the decomposition of time. With the transformational techniques that Meg has discovered and helped clients go through, she's actually been able to, and please everyone, write this down and hear this, shift consciousness, unlock karma. So those things that you feel maybe have been holding you back for years or decades, literally using this energy to unlock karma, to remove energetic patterns that may keep you stuck, and clear out old, outdated systems of 3D duality that have limited your human experience. What are the things in your life that have been limited because of maybe a bad situation that occurred when you were growing up or a challenge that happened, and now your whole world is condensed? Well, we're going to be working with processes during this call to remove that, begin the transformation. She's also going to show you how they are literally geometric relationships to wave interactions, and how the unified field vortex meditations that she's going to give us are coded to bend space and access the fifth dimension and open our crown chakra portal to the higher self. Now, some of this even is beyond me. I go, wow, I want to do that. I want to learn that. I want to be a part of that. And it's stretching me right now. For the past 15 years, Meg has been sharing these dramatic findings in her proprietary process called Unified Field Theory with global audiences all over the planet, and through her various methods of teaching and online radio and blogs and CD meditations and her books. And she is totally shifting the entire galactic vortex, and she is here to help all of you. So let's do this. Let's send Meg just a huge amount of love from the UAlt Revolution family on the count of three. One, two, three. Meg, welcome back to the UAlt Revolution Awakening 2012.
Wow, I can feel the love. Thank you, Darius. Thank you, everyone. I'm really thrilled to be back. This is great.
Oh, this is fun. I mean, every time I talk to you, I just am so filled with wonder and amazement and possibility. And I guess maybe the way to start is with the quantum vortex. What is it about this quantum vortex that we need to know? Why is it powerful? Why is it important to people on the line, for example, like the wonderful Mary in San Jose? Why is that important to someone who wants to shift their life like Mary?
Okay, so what I learned 15 years ago was that we live in a spherical galaxy, and it's spinning. It's a black hole, and it's spinning in a vortex energy. And this is, you know, new completely mind-boggling to me, and I was guided by spirit to start to mimic or tap into that rotation movement and start to move it around my body, get it in my own aura, get my own energy field spinning in the same rhythm as our planet and solar system and the Milky Way galaxy. Everything is spinning in a counterclockwise rotation. And as I started to observe through my ability to see into the world of energy that, wow, we're not doing that here. We're all spinning in time. We're all spinning clockwise. And what we see, of course, when we live in time is that downward clockwise spiral. It pulls us into decay. It actually erodes our bodies. It erodes our health. It erodes our hopes and dreams. And so it is basically a decay program. And once we can start to reverse that spin first, that's just first and foremost how I started, reverse the spin into a counterclockwise rotation around my body, then we begin to pull ourselves out of the limits of 3D time and experience of 3D time. Because 3D time, as we know, is one-way linear. And that's not how the universe operates. The universe actually operates in a pulse of creation in singularity instead of trying to push it forward in front of us in a linear fashion. And the reason, of course, that we are living in a virtual reality of believing the illusion that the world is linear is because our right brain is pretty much dormant and it's not awakened and we're not using it. We're fully almost dominated by the left brain, which is digital and linear. And so one of the first things that happens when you start to spin in a counterclockwise rotation around the body, around the aura, is it begins to integrate the four levels, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. It starts to get them to start to sync up and become a resonant, coherent field. Because for the most part, they aren't, right? You have your mind battling your feelings and your body. You know, your ego is distrusting spirit. And so we're basically being pulled apart. So when you start to spin, it's almost like centrifugation chemistry class. Everything inside starts to spin in union, and it begins to demagnetize this polarity. So let's talk about polarity for a minute. What I realized when I began to observe the energy exchange inside me and my energy field and then with others is that we all should be actually living from our center core in our belly, you know, with our breath and our focus. Instead, we're up there in that left brain linear mind and we're up in the ethers. We're not even actually in our body. So the first thing is we have to get down into our belly. This is why all yoga and Pilates, all these core exercises, these are good to get you into your belly, and breath work, you know, doing the breathing gets you into your belly, into your chest. And then what is happening inside there is we actually are, because we're living in this spiraling universe, every particle of energy, when it is birthed alive, will begin to spin off from its place of origin. And so it will either spin off into the masculine clockwise spin, or it will spin off into the feminine counterclockwise spin. And so we have both spinning inside us, and they are opposing each other. Well, think about it. If you have like two pinwheels and they're spinning against each other, this is what's causing this thick, heavy, dense magnetism inside us that is actually polarized. They're opposing each other. And this is, of course, what we talked about in our last session, is when we try to go forward into our lives and take positive action, we will get an immediate negative pushback, a negative reaction. And that's because that's how our energy is spinning inside us. So, and spinning on this planet. So what we need to do is we have to actually go and actively neutralize that opposing force inside us. And by spinning in this quantum vortex technique, this tool will help us begin to create a neutral still point, a balance between those two opposing forces inside us. It's called a zero-point field. This is what exists in the center of our galactic vortex. This is what we want to create inside ourselves as well. When you can get into that neutral stillness, that quiet balance between positive and negative, masculine, feminine, it opens up your entire core to the quantum field. It opens you up to your higher self. It opens you up to all the abundance of the universe. It's extraordinary. So this is why we use this technique.
I mean, I guess one of my thoughts is, there's a certain geometric pattern to the universe. There's certain principles that are basically almost fixed, that we know energy travels and works within these principles, and yet when we're operating outside of that with our, you know, energy spinning in the wrong direction or in the wrong way, it really limits our ability to transform, I would assume, correct?
Yes. It's either a downward spiral of decay or an upward spiral of evolution and ascension. It's one or the other. Yes. So by choosing to get into the upward spiral, you shift your whole life. You shift your whole energy. I have a continual stream of life force coming into me now. I don't have to rely on getting it outside of me anymore. So, yeah, you start to shift how you live.
Now, when you say, Meg, you, and I'd love to talk about you. You have a continual stream of life force coming in. What does that mean in your life? What is your life? What are some of the things that show up in your life, or the serendipities, or tangibly, what does it mean for your life?
Okay, great question. Because when you are in this still point of balance inside, and you've got this continuous, almost like a funnel coming down your crown and in, filling into your body, it's a continual stream of life force, it's affecting all these levels. So it affects the physical. You start to feel more youthful, and you don't have the chronic fatigue. You know, you don't have all of that that's tearing down. You don't feel dense. I feel very light, and my frequency is very high. And when you can keep raising what is the frequency? It's the spin of the oscillation in your cells. When you can start to get that spinning in the counterclockwise very fast, you are at a very high frequency. And this is where we start to rise up and out of the theta, alpha, beta brainwaves, and you start to get into 24 hertz and higher. You start to get into the gamma brainwaves. And this, of course, is of unity consciousness, is of the selfless state. It basically nulls out the ego. And you are living in this sense of feeling connected to all that is. That's basically you're rising up into connecting to the quantum field. And so we start at the bottom of our feet and we work our ways up, and we just keep spinning and clearing and getting lighter and getting faster. And when you're operating in that type of frequency, and the brain waves are very balanced and still, you don't have any mental chatter. You're really open to receiving in higher self guidance constantly. I'm constantly, day and night, getting information and visions and guidance of how to apply myself in my life for the highest good, because now I'm in the gamma wave, right? So now it's not about so much what my ego wants. It's now how can I spin out into the greatest good what I am here to offer. And because you're living in a spiraling galaxy, it will spin back and feed you. You don't have to worry about lack consciousness anymore. You don't have to worry that you won't be supported or sustained, because it's spinning right immediately back to you. And you don't have that counterforce anymore that I was mentioning, and those opposing forces anymore, because you're in the still point of balance. Everything can actually get back into your life. You can actually receive it. So that was the first. And also, too, the visioning, when you are getting guidance from higher truth, and you basically embody that. You pull that vision, that energy inside you and your core here and your still point. Then it has fertile ground to actually take hold and manifest. And because you're in this still point of no time, then it can manifest instantaneously. This is no lag time, right? There's no lag time. You're in all time. You're in no time. And so you don't have to worry about this won't come in for 6 months or another year and I have to work hard. No, you are holding that zero point in all time, no time, and it has this fertile energy to then pop in. And so I don't have to leave my house. I don't have to go out and, you know, hit the pavement and promote myself, and not like the earlier years, you know, 15 years ago, it was very laborious and expensive. Now it's more my energy is such a powerful force field, it will connect to those who resonate with it in this quantum field through particle entanglement. So it's just happening beautifully, smoothly, without effort, and what I need comes right in. So it's just night and day from where I started to where I'm able to live now, night and day. And
okay,
as you're talking about...
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no, go ahead, please.
I was just going to mention that, you know, as we were doing our meditation intention of helping people from last week and just the dark negative forces around that event. When you live in this still point, you're repelling away the dark forces, right? You're in such a positive high frequency of gamma wave of unity consciousness. Your field just automatically is repelling that negativity away from you. So this also, I don't experience this in my life like I used to. Very different. Mm.
I want to let everyone know we are actually going to be doing processes on this call, so probably in about 2 minutes, get ready. We're also going to be, for a few of you, taking your questions, and then based on where you're at and what you're experiencing, Meg is going to do some processes for the group based on kind of what we're hearing from people. So get ready. We're not just going to talk about this. We're not just going to talk about me and Meg. We want you to experience this. So I have one more question for Meg, and then we are flying like a rocket ship into the other dimensions. Meg, personally, what was your life like before you discovered these truths?
Wow. Well, it was very painful. I came into an abusive family, and I had a lot of what I would call like mental imbalances. So I had OCD, I had panic attacks, extreme fear, constant fear and anxiety, and low self-esteem. Just really had a lot of programs that got into me from my family that was negative. So just feeling, you know, you're ugly, you're mean, you're unlovable, like all these programs running in my mind. And I knew, because I did come in with an ability to see into the ethers and to see energy and to see the exchange of energy, I also saw a lot of shadow presence around me, which scared me as a child. So that was probably part of what caused the fear. And so I didn't have, of course, the maturity to be able to know how to handle it, you know how to work with this gift. So that took some time. And so in my 20s, when I went to college, I started working with a psychotherapist to begin to understand what some of these patterns were that was causing me so much pain and fear and panic attacks. But I found that I wasn't able to get free of it yet. These patterns were very deeply ingrained. So this is, of course, what led me to discover more of what the energies of the patterns were inside me. I realized I'm magnetizing this to me somehow. So let me go in and see what I can do to change the patterns inside me. And then over time, I was able to get more spiritual guidance to start to work with this vortex energy, and then that just really helped me start pulling the patterns out and getting clear. So it's been a you know, lifelong mission in a sense. And then just to share with the listeners as well, in 1994, we had a massive earthquake here in Los Angeles, and it was my Kundalini awakening. It ripped through me like lightning, and I was just shaking, and it was just exploding inside me, and I was wandering around in the middle of the night in my robe on the streets like in a complete trance daze, and all of 2012 was getting downloaded into me and what my spiritual work was from that point, 94, to now, and so my whole life just went whoop and took a whole, you know, new path forward into working this way as my service and purpose. So it was a big turning point for my life then.
Hmm. Who is this for? I mean, what for somebody that's wondering if connecting to these energies is something that could be beneficial for their life, or is it something that maybe they need to really look into? Who is this for, and what would be some of the signs that maybe someone is not connecting to this as they might definitely want to?
Well, definitely signs of not being able to connect is not being able to sense or feel energy running in your body. That would be the first. That's where I started. I couldn't feel anything. I was totally disconnected from spirit and from light. My body was dense and heavy and solid. And so that would be a sign. You want to start to connect the physical body with the light body, which is our chakra pillar, and get them integrated, and then you'll be able to slowly but surely, by working in the spinning vortex, I was able to open up my biocircuits in the physical body and start to feel the light, the life force, the Kundalini, moving through my system so I could begin to monitor the flow of energy in and out of me. And also, too, I realized in the beginning my mind really wasn't effectively connecting and instructing my body. That was disconnected. And so as you work in this system, you begin to open up the pineal gland. You begin to open up your brain capacity to work with and instruct the neural networks through the physical body and the biocircuitry, so you can actually send healing light to an area that might be in pain in your body, or you can work with your emotional energy by using the intentioning and visioning of your mind to help heal the physical and then also then the life around you in the physical. So that was a huge disconnect for me, the mind and then the world of matter. I had to get that reconnected. Also, too, what we need to understand is what's happening here this year on this planet is we're receiving incredible amounts of gamma ray radiation from the galactic core, from the solar flares. This is coming into us. Nobody is exempt from this. The entire planet is just getting immersed in it. And so it's already starting to help us. It's very powerful. It's very helpful. And so what used to take me, you know, years or months to heal and transform and shift and clear, we can do now literally in weeks and days. Everything is speeding up. Talking about the oscillation, that frequency of gamma is very high. And so everything is speeding up. We are literally speeding through time this year to the end of the year towards zero point, towards no time. And what does that mean then? That means our entire planet is going towards flipping to counterclockwise rotation. So the more that we can do it actively ourselves, around our own bodies and energy fields and get familiar with it and get in sync with it and in that rhythm, we're ahead of the game because it's going to come no matter if you're doing it or not. It is going to happen. So it's okay. Time that we're, you know, we only have 5 months left. It's time to start to adjust and train our body to be in this natural rhythm again. And then we'll be able to help others who are having trouble doing it as we get closer to the end of the year. So I believe, personally, I believe it is for all life on the planet. Be able to, you can bring your family in, your animals in. I use it around my home. I use it in the land and Mother Nature. This is a universal vortex. You know, it's for everything that exists here.
Wow. Okay, well, I want to do this. Let's maybe start with a process or a exercise or meditation where we can begin to experience this, and then we're going to take callers as well. So everybody, just be very present and turn off all distractions, and let's really just feel this and share this space and begin opening up these channels. Take it away, Meg.
Okay. So just for everyone to realize, too, that there's an energy exchange between light and sound and color as it becomes matter. So just to know that everything that forms in matter is from a certain sound wave or light frequency consciousness. So what we're going to do is use toning. We're using the tones that are emanating out of our universe in the frequency of Phi, which is PHI, the frequency of Phi. It's the sacred geometry of the golden ratio. And this is what keeps order in our universe. And we want to start to bring that toning of the harmonics of order to create a coherent field inside our brainwaves and inside our body. So just wanted to explain that because I'm going to be invoking harmonic tones into you. These are higher, of course, they're in gamma ray higher, so they're higher than our human ear can hear. But if you're sensitive, you might feel the energy wave coming into your body. And what it's going to do is it's going to start to repel out that opposing polarity I was talking about earlier. We're going to go right towards that pinwheel in the center of your body. It's right above your navel. This is our center of gravity. We're going to hone in right there with the harmonic tones of our universe in sacred geometry of golden ratio of order, so that then we can push out of our system this opposition. Because based on the law of attraction, you want to be able to magnetize in what is a match to your visioning and your heart's desire. But if you have this opposition running inside you, it blocks it. So that's what we're going to focus on. When we can raise this opposition out, this polarized forces out of our core, out of our center, it opens us up to spirit, opens us up to the light, opens us up to love of source, it opens us up to our quantum field, okay? Okay, so to get started, we have magnets on the bottom of our feet. So let's just get our feet onto the floor. I'm sitting with my feet on the floor. You don't have to stand, but if you want to stand, you can. But because what we need to do is run this vortex from our feet up and around our bodies. So the feet are very important. They need to be anchored and grounded. Otherwise, you're going to spin energy, and you will then start to get like into vertigo. We want to have a nice, smooth, ordered vortex spin. Okay, and also we use the breath. There are actually sinus nodes in our body that open up the brain waves into a more altered state, a meditative state. So with the breath, we're just going to breathe in and start to open up the heart and the lungs and the core. We're dropping our intention, our focus down into our upper chest, belly, to that center of gravity. Feet magnets are locking onto our grounding platform. It's basically the base of our aura there on Gaia, on Earth. Okay, good. And I'm going to start to sync up with all of you as if I'm like standing in the center of our circle. If you want to, you can send some light to me and we'll link up like almost like a wagon wheel. I'm going to link up with all of you and work all of you simultaneously, even though you're all in your own personal private space. All right, there we go. So we're linking up. And now we're going to visualize in our mind that we're going to step onto a template on our platform of the sacred geometry of Metatron. And so this is the circle with the 12 points around one. Let's just get our feet onto that image in our mind of the circle with, it's called Metatron's Cube, and this is the actual template for creation in our universe. All right, and our magnets are getting onto it and starting to charge it. And then we're going to start to raise those 12 points as pillars of light up and around the body. And they're like tuning forks, and they're going to start to tone with the tones of source, the tones of creation, the tones of God, Goddess, the Om tone right into us. It's going to, surrounding us, 12 pillars, 12 tuning forks, toning, there we go, toning the Om tone of God, Goddess, and it creates a force field of sacredness, of protection in and around the body. And then also we're going to put an orb of light around the outer container of our aura. And this will also work as a container of our light inside, and it reflects away shadow from the outside. So nice, strong container, an orb of light around our aura. There it goes. And it connects at our platform here at our feet. So it goes with us wherever we go. Okay, now let's activate the spin. So this template, the sacred geometry under our feet, it begins to spin up with vortex mathematics of a counterclockwise spin. So if you are standing on a clock and you look down and you go, okay, I'm going to now spin from right to left, from 3 to 12 to 9 to 6. Let's go backwards. We're going to spin backwards around the clock, and it's going to start a vortex of light to rise up and around the body, almost like a soup can. It's just going to start to lift up and rise up and accelerate. There it goes. And you just breathe into the momentum, and we're just bending space and getting it moving now. And then it begins to accelerate and expand, and it almost goes out like a V. It's going up and around your entire unified field. So this is all your incarnations and soul aspects, your higher self, your oversoul going up, and it's embracing and wrapping around your entire unified field in all time. And now we're going to use that upward spiral, counterclockwise rotation now, to start to go up like an elevator, up through your central core chakra pillar. So let's go and start to spin up through the chakras, all seven in the physical body, going up, up, up. All right, there we go. And then the five spiritual chakras above our crown, going up higher, all the way up to the 12th chakra in our higher self. And this is our portal across into the Godhead. This is Stargate 12. And so we're going to start to move through. It could be like a doorway for you, a wormhole for you. You're going to start to move through. And we're leaving behind us density and 3D time, and we're starting to move into a sea of golden light of the Godhead. And as we pass through and in, we begin to blend in and become liquid light. Good. And we're just going to merge into the quantum field of God light, the golden light, and blend in. And now we're connecting into all time, all the dimensions of our universe. Good. And as we blend in and we are starting to immerse ourselves in the golden light, the God light, it's very sacred. Each and every one of us has our own unique soul frequency, our own energy signature. And so let's just use our mind's intent to connect to where our soul presence is in the Godhead, our own unique energy frequency, our energy vibration. And we'll go to that presence of the soul and start to bring that light back down into us. And so, again, down through that 12th portal, down the chakra pillar, it's like a river of golden light of your soul. It's coded to your soul, your higher self, to your frequency. There it comes in. And now we're using the vortex still counterclockwise, but we're now bringing it down and pulling it inwards. So it's a compression, and it's spinning in to our heart center, coming down and in, flowing right into our hearts. Feeling like the heart's like a container. We're just going to fill our hearts with this beautiful, loving light of our soul. This divine presence coming in, and it's very nourishing and healing and regenerating. And it's building and filling the heart center. And what this is doing is we're starting to connect the human heart to the divine heart. We want them linked up. So our bodies can actually start to feel our soul inside us. We can start to feel that light current running through us. We can start to feel that love filling our hearts and into our auras and out into the world. That sacred love of Mother, Father flowing in. And we're streaming in all of our timeless knowledge and wisdom, our spiritual gifts, our skills from all incarnations, our mastery. Let's breathe and spin in and pull into us our soul's mastery to come alive inside us. And as we come down and into the center of the upper chest belly, like right above the navel, let's just drop our focus back in there again as we're filling our core with our soul light, our soul presence. And now we're going to use the sacred geometry of the infinity sign. And so let's run a figure eight of light left and right horizontally. So right there above your belly button, we're going to run it first around the left side, which is our feminine energy of receptivity and intuition and compassion. And then we start to swirl it back over around the right side of our masculine energy, which is our provider and our protector and our manifester. Let's start to weave. There you go, figure eight of light. And now let's duplicate it up at the brain. Now again, left around the masculine, linear, digital brain, right around the feminine, receptive, intuitive brain. Good. And now they're going to start to parallel each other and sync up and begin to integrate and activate equally, equal exchange of our both our skills of left and right, masculine and feminine. We need all of it running. We need all of it running in balance. Okay, good. So let's keep focusing on running the figure eights. And I'm going to now bring in the zero-point harmonic tones. These are the frequencies of order and coherence and stillness. Let's bring them right into the center of our figure eight. So you just see at that fulcrum point right in your upper belly there and right in your brain waves. Let's start to stream these harmonic tones of Phi from our universe in. And as they come in, they begin to push out all discordant energies, all of that polarity, the opposing forces. And you just breathe it up and out, push it out, command it out. We're sending it into the spin of the crystalline vortex around us, and it has like a vacuum tube. It starts to suck out these discordant energies and patterns and fear programs and inner battles. Just start to pull it out. It sends it back to the galactic vortex, and it just begins to transmute those energies. Whoa, we're getting more coming up. So just keep focusing on spinning your figure eights, breathing into that balanced fulcrum point with the harmonic tones of Phi in our bodies, our brain waves. Oh, more coming out. And so let's just hold the intent that we now just allow to release all energies that don't match our soul truth, that don't match our soul frequency, that don't serve us anymore, that are of the old world of duality, that are of the downward spiral of decay and aging and time. Let's just let that all lift up and out, and we send it back into the light of source in the galactic vortex. Good. You guys are getting clean. You're opening up your core. And as we neutralize these opposing forces, we're starting to feel more and more of that calm come into our heart and solar plexus and come into our mind. Just breathing out the disharmony, breathing in the calm stillness, the quiet, peaceful mind, the open heart, the strong magnetism of heart energy now inside your core, not a magnetism of polarity. Good. Breathing into that strong, calm, peaceful serenity, that heart love. And this is our natural condition. And so as we're opening up inside in this expansion of stillness, it opens our core pillar for more of our higher self to come down into us, more of our soul presence to come and sit into our hips, feet into our hearts, sit into the legs and arms, or just breathing open, expanding open, welcoming in more of our divinity to come in, more of our divine self to merge with the human self. Coming in, it also opens us up to the abundant universe. And now just see this pillar going up to the abundant universe, and it's a funnel of golden light coming, flowing down your pillar into you. You're opening up and receiving all that you need from Divine Mother Father, all that you need from our abundant universe, all that matches your soul truth, all that matches your soul purpose and service comes in. And it fills inside your belly here. It fills inside your chakras. You're now getting up a filling with reserves here. This is the source of free energy, just opening and having it stream into you in a continual stream, providing all that you need. You can visualize as this golden funnel of light's coming down in you, you can visualize money coming in to support you, a beautiful, comfortable, safe home, loving, heart-centered relationships, perfect health. Breathe it in, pull it in, claim it as your divine inheritance, own it. This is ours to live this way. This is our expansion, our evolution. This is our ascension into living as divine humans again. We breathe it in, we ground it in, the vortex is spinning it inside us, it's locking out our feet onto our base platform there, so it stays inside us. Continues to stream in, and we set that into motion now, and so it is. And we're grounding this in, so you can just tap on your arms and your legs if you'd like, as you're just pulling it more into your physical body, into your now moment, feeling the floor under your feet, the room around your body, just feeling the now, feeling it all flow in, feeding you, nourishing you, supporting you, being loved. And owning it. And that completes our activation for now. And so it is.
Wow. Wow. That was probably one of the most powerful ones I felt in a long time. Oh, my gosh.
Keep receiving.
I felt just kind of like the top of my head blew off, but then I felt like my body was just filled like a container full of energy. It was
perfect. That's
wow.
It, Dad. Perfect.
Wow.
Now you see how we are really not operating much at our capacity when we're not open like this. This is it. This is how we should feel all the time.
Yeah, I felt like a lot of currents going through me, a lot of energy and just sort of like a recycling. It was like it started just kind of happen by itself. You know, the flow was just constantly circulating and getting stronger and stronger. I want to hear what people experienced. I want to hear kind of what they felt on the call. And then I also would love to take questions. And we've got a bunch of people with their hands raised. So I'm going to lower everybody's hands because I suspect with that exercise, it's very possible that some people who had original questions don't have them anymore. So I'm going to lower everyone's hands. If you would love to ask Meg a question, raise your hand by hitting *2. We're going to try to move fast because what we want to do based on your questions is actually maybe do another activation and maybe do something with the group. So we're going to move quickly here. Definitely. Okay, so we've got, we've got Mary S. in Twin Cities, Minnesota. Mary, are you there? Oops, hold on. Actually, we just dropped her. I don't know what happened there. Okay, we've got Lisa Edwards in Wichita, Kansas. Lisa, are you there? You're on with Meg Benedict.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I'm here.
How can I help you?
Hi. What question do you have?
I've been trying to get money to come in and my health better, and it just hasn't been seeming to work. And I was listening while I was doing your activation stuff. I was almost half asleep when I was doing it. And so it's amazing. And I'm all of a sudden on in here with you. So anything
what
can help me.
Yes, please. What you're hitting up against is there's a collective belief system, especially now, based on what's happening with the economy, and we see this, you know, 1% has all of the resources on our planet, and so there's a very strong program running in the collective field. This is a planetary field that gets into our brainwaves, and this is of lack. This is that there's not enough for all of us. And this is an illusion. This is not true. It's just because there's an imbalance of resources on our planet right now. But there is plenty enough for all of us to live abundantly. And so let's just focus, everyone, on anywhere we are still hitting up against some fear or belief that life is a struggle, that I can't survive on my own, that there's not enough money, I can't make enough money to take care of myself or my family. And so let's just try to focus on that consciousness, that energy where you are thinking it or feeling it. And let's just start to use the tones again, the harmonic tones, to lift out all of that illusion, that artificial program. This is a false program. Okay, there we go. We're going to start to move out. So in your heart of hearts, you are banishing out all programming of lack consciousness now. We send that out into the vortex spin. It's offensive. It is an insult to who we are. We are powerful beings, and we need to get free of this. And so there it goes. It starts to come out into the spin, out through the vacuum tube, out into the light of source, so that we can open our hearts and minds to the truth of the universe that we live in, which is more than enough for all of us. It's only 28% matter in this universe. There's 72% of energy in this universe we can tap into, this quantum field, plenty for all of us. Okay, so now, good, now, there we go, the mind, the heart. Starting to open to the greater expansiveness of the truth of where we live. And you just open your heart up. Always go up to be fed. Don't go out. When you go out, you're going to hit lack. Go up and open your open container. Go up and receive down and in you all of this abundant flow. It's literally a flow. It's a river flow. It's a stream. It's a wave coming through you, constantly streaming through you, feeding you in every now moment. Okay, there you go. Lisa's starting to open more. Receive that flow in. It is your divine inheritance. Own it. Don't let anyone tell you you can't have that. Just banish those thoughts and feelings out. No one can take that from you. All right, good. Good. Now I'm feeling it shift. Everyone's starting to open more. Don't let constriction happen. Don't let fear. That's just coming from the ego self. Of course, the ego is just a shadow program. It's a shadow identity that's built over this timeline from this collective field of negativity. I push the ego out of the body. Let's do that as well. I said, oh, hell no, you don't get to run this. So let's just escort the ego out of our minds and our bodies. I move it out into the aura. Put it in its own little box there, and I bring the divine light to flow into it and dissolve it. We don't need negative ego interfering in our joy, in our health, and our well-being. Okay, pushing the ego out. It does not get to control the mind or the body or the reality anymore. It is not our friend. So there you go. You're starting to allow the higher truth of your soul to come in and run your life now. This is when you get to live in this beautiful joy for no reason. It's just spontaneous joy. You get to live in having all your needs met, because that is how it works here. Okay, good. I'm feeling the shift, Darius.
Let me ask Lisa how she's doing. How are you, Lisa?
I'm feeling more expansive.
Yeah,
now I'm gonna play. This is good. Now I'm gonna raise a point, and it may be controversial, and I want to make this point from this expansive place, Lisa. What will you do to allow that money to come to you more easily? What are the steps you are going to take? What is the contribution you are going to make to the world from this higher place of expansion that you can do to serve other people that need what you have? Do you have anything coming in? Do you have any ideas or intuitions coming in?
I want to help people. I have, with energy or with, right now I don't know. I just know I'm here to assist people and assist myself while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Yes, that's it. That's why we're here.
And you're open to maybe having that come in a clear form in the coming days or hours or minutes, that there is something you're here to do, and that you can do that freely without the ego getting in the way, without judgment, without worry, and give it to the world, and from that be in this continual flow with the world of giving and receiving and giving and receiving. That is excellent. Excellent.
That is excellent.
You know, I think that really it's important. I want people to kind of get the truth, because, you know, me and Meg are here, we're giving. You know, we're giving what we have discovered and helping to expand. And so when I hear people say, oh, there's no money coming in, I always say, well, how are you putting yourself in the flow of giving and receiving to be in that exchange? And some people say, well, we don't need to exchange, you know, we're just going to sit home and it's going to come in. And I just want to say, I mean, that is sort of going against what all of us are doing here on the Wealth Revolution. We're all giving, so we're givers. So I want that to be really clear, that if you guys don't have enough coming in, you give what you want to see happen. If you want to feel better, go out and give. Put yourself into the flow and exchange, mm-hmm. and you will see your life transform so quickly it will astound you. Now we have Linda Waltz here from Twin Cities, Minnesota. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what question do you have for Meg?
Hi, Megan. That was an amazing process. It was something completely new. So I have a question for you. I have it feels like I have dense energy blocked in my heart, in the upper mm-hmm. left part of my chest. I've been to the hospital. It's not a heart attack. And it kind of radiates across my chest and into my back. So it's very... Okay. Heart attack like, but I suspect it's dense energy because I had a pretty intense process about a month ago.
Okay, so let's go in, everyone who is listening, let's go into our hearts, because this still point has to be in the open heart. So when we have, I had to start there as well, when I had wounding in the heart, or like you're talking about, Linda, the dense energy that's gotten stored in the heart, it makes it more difficult to hold the still point. Because it's running in, it's like all this abundance is flowing into the heart, and then it flows out around the body, and it creates like a donut-shaped torus spin. And there's the cycling of the giving and receiving and the abundance flowing us, the free energy, and it all is from the heart. So we need that heart healthy and strong and open. And a lot of us build body armor along the top of the heart to protect it. But then, of course, this also is blocking then all the abundance coming in and all the love coming in. And so... let's go in. So let's just all focus in onto our hearts, anywhere that we may feel it's congested or pinched up or guarded, any kind of like armor on it, or deep wounding, deep stored emotional pain. I'm just going to breathe into the heart and start to use the flow of God light to come in, just kind of again washing through and lifting out from the heart center. Okay, there we go. Starting to kind of wiggle it loose where it's dense. And now it's beginning to break loose and lift up. And what we want to do is escort all pain to come up and out into the spin and out back to the light of source. We're sending it back home into loving Mother, Father. We don't want to carry it anymore. We don't need to carry it anymore. Okay, more opening up and out. Oh, big release. And we can remove even any armor on the heart, because we have this strong shielding now around our aura that will protect us. We don't need to protect the heart inside here. We got our outer protector around the aura. All right, good. I'm feeling people releasing armor off the heart. So your heart can open in the center of your chest there and fill, and just keep filling and being fed with love, with light, with abundance, with feeling supported and cared for. All right, good. More releasing. Whoa, because this is where our pain body hooks in through the heart center. So now we're going to the etheric levels around the body of the emotions, and we're starting to lift out more discordant emotions. Oh, out of the pain body, out of where it got stored in the cells. All right, we got a big miasm of pain coming out. You just breathe that up and out. because we can't take that with us. We're going into living in these higher frequencies of light now. Whoa, more coming out. And as we clear this out of the heart, the density, let's bring more of that loving grace of source in, so that golden light just streaming in. And also, I always use the healing rays of Divine Mother. So we're just call Divine Mother in, and she's going to place her hand right on the heart where it's been wounded and send her loving compassion, her healing rays. They're very soft, pink rays. There we go. Healing rays into the wounds of the heart. They begin to mend and heal. And we rebuild healthy, robust, happy hearts. Oh, there it goes. Healing coming in. And we give ourselves permission to let go of the past. Let's just even bring in the forgiveness coming down our crown and into the hearts from Divine Mother Father. We just ask for forgiveness for ourselves and for others who may have harmed us. Let's just bring forgiveness in. That is the healing balm. Yes, good. And let go of guilt, let go of shame, let go of the past. All brought us to this beautiful point here now where we are leaping into new lives. We're leaping into a new world. Fresh start. Good shift. Oh, I feel the healing taking place now. Now when I look at that, I see the gold light is transmuting the dark, just like melting it, dissolving it. And the heart fills with the golden God light instead.
Wow.
Hearts. Got to get those hearts happy.
Wow. Okay, let me ask, Linda, what do you feel?
It feels like...
it's releasing. It's trying to come up. It's coming up.
Definitely feels like it's trying to break up. I think some just got opened up a month ago with panache because some old layers of stuff came up because that's when it started hurting. So it feels like it's breaking up, like it's a lot of congestion.
And it's breaking into pieces. Keep breathing into the pieces, out into the spin, and it'll pull it out. Sometimes there's layers.
Yeah. If the fear and the anxiety that I've been feeling is part of this, can you tell?
Yes, well, it is, and it's also embedded from the past, so you could just have old fear circulating. Oof, want to get that out. Who needs that, right? And also, too, it's part of the ego self that's worried about what's happening on the planet this year, because the ego doesn't live in all time. The ego just lives in the 3D time, so it doesn't know it's coming, and so it's worried. And so this is where we need to just surrender into our higher self taking care of us. We're going to be just where we need to be. We're going to be in perfect divine timing. I'm getting moved up to Mount Shasta next week. I've lived in Los Angeles all my life. We're getting moved. We're going to be put where we need to be, and we're going to be safe, and we're here to anchor this love. We're here to anchor this life. We are not here to be destroyed. You got to tell your ego that. That is not why you're here. You're here to bring the love and the light to help humanity and Gaia ascend this year. So just go into trusting into that divine plan. It's all been set up. We have a perfect plan here for us. Yeah, there you go. Just let go. Let the human self... The human self doesn't have to figure it out because it never will. It lives in time. Just let the higher self, the higher knowing, the gut instinct inside your heart, your gut, let that guide you. You can do no wrong when you follow your inner gut, your inner instinct. Follow your heart.
Thank you.
And let the human off the hook.
Thank you.
Because it won't figure it out. My human can't do any of this. This is all coming through me from my higher self. So we just surrender up to our higher knowing.
A quick question, Meg. I mean, for people that are operating from that ego space, when we do undergo, you know, some of the shifts that we've all been sort of anticipating through 2012 and beyond, I mean, what will happen to those people? I mean, will it be a very bumpy ride? Will it be dangerous? Will they be possibly harmed? Will they be in chaos because of fear? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, what I'm beginning to see around, happening around and just sensing coming is that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times it takes some kind of trauma or pain for the human to change, we really, that ego really resists changing, right? And believe me, I know this because mine did not want to move. so we have to,
yeah.
when you know, people are feeling that ego resistance and they're feeling the stuckness and resistance to the change, because it's change is happening. So the more that we can help our loved ones see, we're in a huge transformation on the planet, and then they will not fight it. They will start to understand it. Usually with, you know, just understanding, the mind will move into it easier. So just helping people with the understanding that it's happening. But then I see those who are, it's basically coming down to a choice. Every soul on the planet has to choose. Are they going to align with the light, or are they going to align with the dark density? It's really just that simple. And so even if in their heart and their mind they're like, I am desiring the light, I am aligned with the light, even if they're dense and the ego is fighting, that intention in their heart will pull them into this wave. They will get pulled right in. So it will maybe a little hard on the body, you know, they may feel it extremely, you know, but they will get pulled in. It's those who are refusing to align with the light. What I'm seeing happening is the two worlds are actually pulling apart. And so right now here where I'm in Los Angeles, I see all of the people who are on both worlds. And then as I see, as we start to move, we'll see less of them, and we'll see less of them. And pretty soon we're just going to see people who are aligned with the light. And that's when you know the two worlds have pulled apart.
And but let me ask you, I mean, a very serious question. What does that mean for the people that did not align with the light? Did they
will
die?
Stay in
did
the,
they
no,
go
stay
away?
In
Are they harmed?
Earth. No, it's a different holographic reality. They will stay living as they're living in the counterforces. They'll just be dense and in that world continuing. It won't be evolving. It will be devolving. It's still in the downward spiral.
And so that world will continue to devolve.
Yes, yes.
And then I would assume, I mean, let's speak frankly, if it's devolving, then there would be chaos and certain things happening in that world that I think probably for most people wouldn't be the optimal thing to experience,
no,
correct?
No, we wouldn't want to be in that, no.
We wouldn't,
and
okay,
they'll be,
interesting.
They'll still be stuck in time, they'll still be stuck in it, the karmic wheel, all of that. And that's what we're liberating ourselves out of.
I mean, is that kind of why when you watch movies like Thrive and all that, you talk about there's so many forces of control trying to engineer society and control more and more? Is that the density? Is that the density of that whole thrust?
Yes. And it is in lack of consciousness, so that's why it's of greed. You know, if you believe that there's not enough for everyone, then you're going to try to hoard and, you know, pull to you more and more. And that fuels the greed and Wall Street and all of that. So yeah, that's the force. It's in the collective mind. It's running in the media and the collective mind, and people are just behaving that way unknowingly, that this is actually abnormal. You know, this is out of balance. They don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Are certain events like the things we saw in Aurora, Colorado last week, I mean, are those sort of being fueled by this low density? Are these things bound to continue or increase in frequency as people get more chaotic?
Yeah, we'll see more of that. We're going to see probably more protests on the street as well. We're just going to see everyone acting out, you know?
Right.
It's just going to be very visible now.
Do you get any sense of from the financial system what will be happening? I mean, obviously, you know, we have a monetary system that's paper-based, that doesn't have any real intrinsic value. They're just promises of debt. Do you see, like, sort of a movement of that all crumbling and certain things that have an actual real value, like gold and things like that, actually, like, maintaining that value for people that are worried about wealth and...
Yes, because it's about, we are, as we evolve and get back into the rhythm of the universe, it's about getting into this give and receive, you know, energy exchange. Mm-hmm. And so right now we're living in a parasitic system that's of debt, and so there is no energy exchange going on. And so that's it won't work. It's collapsing. And so we have to just kind of focus into a new consciousness, a new perspective of, oh, okay, we need to get back into where, you know, we used to live, where you would buy something if you had the money for it, right? You would have an energy exchange for what you're doing, you know? So we could do it in barter. We could do it. I actually have been getting visions of maybe the communities will have their own currency and get away from this big, you know, national run Federal Reserve. All of that's going to collapse. Mm-hmm. So it's more. So we're getting back to basics, getting back to more of a simple, truer living of energy exchange, and that then will balance everything. You know, it's just healthy and balanced. So that's where we're heading.
Wow. Wow, I mean, a lot of things beyond just someone saying, well, I want to manifest more, have a better life. I mean, these are almost really dire consequences if we stay connected to the old system, and very well taken. Wow.
Yes, it's life-altering. This year is life-altering. So to know, and I'm not sharing this to put fear, it's to help everyone go, okay, I have an opportunity to completely shift my life right now. Like, when do we get that? You know, I see this year as extraordinary. And so look at it through more of those eyes that, you know, everything that has held us locked down in a, you know, a debt-ridden parasitic program that's out of balance with 1% having all of the wealth and the resources and basically destroying the beautiful nature of our planet. Let's dump that. Let's let go of that. And let's envision how we could live in other methods, other manner, other types of currency and exchange and supporting community. Let's think that way. And let's start to send that out into the ethers, into the collective mind. Let's build a new vision of our future, of how we could live in balance and health and love and supporting each other. That's what I've been guided to do in our global meditations and be able to do in my own private meditations, and I am just like locked on that vision of the new earth and not what's happening around us of the decay and the collapse. Try not to get too much involved in that because it will take your life force.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that is interesting to me, I mean, is there anybody in the current system right now that is vibrating this energy? I mean, a lot of people get cut around, you know, in the U.S., different party lines and all of this. I mean, they're all basically the same head, different heads of the same snake, right? I mean, they're not bringing any new energy. They're just basically two heads of the same snake is what I'm seeing sort of in my third eye.
Yes, it's like a system of power, so it's already out of balance. It's already corrupted. So even people who go in who are well-meaning, once they get into the system, they won't be very effective because they're controlled by all of the powerful beings in that system. So it's corrupted. It's not going to work, no matter how well-meaning you are to go into it. It's not going to work. We have to scrap it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's greed of power, greed of resources. And so as long as that is the consciousness that's running in our governing systems, oh my goodness, that's not for our highest good. That is not for the highest good. They're not making laws that for the highest good.
Mm. Okay. I've got Lisa. I think we already did Lisa. I've got one more person I want to move on. I've got, let's see, a bunch of people. We've got Doris. She is in Vineyard Haven, I think Massachusetts. Doris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Doris. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. In the previous scenario of those who were spinning down in decay and those who were spinning up and the 1% with the control, what happens if they also control the military and all of the powers that can be destructive to us?
Great question.
They do control the military. So this is why those of us who are choosing to go into the upward spiral may get called, like I am, to move to parts of the world that are already in the fifth dimensional New Earth frequencies and get out of these big, large cities that are controlled by that dark system. So a lot of us are getting guided to relocate based on what you just mentioned, Doris, and then also could be more natural disasters. We just had another earthquake here in Los Angeles last night. Like, these mm-hmm. things are happening. And so a lot of us are getting guided to move to safety, to move into communities that are of heart-centered, like-minded beings, already have done their clearing, their healing, are really high frequency. And that way then what happens elsewhere, out there, will start to pull away. We won't be affected by it. We'll be out of range because we're going to be out of frequency range.
But how do you identify these communities?
They're by vibration. They're by where your higher self pulls you. It's all according to plans. This is why it's important to just meditate every day and tune in and really surrender the ego and start to feel where you feel you're drawn to, where you feel you would be safe, where you feel that you would be supported, and the vibration's a match to your unique energy. So it's this is the work we're doing. Yeah, this is the work we're doing in the next months here, is really kind of just getting really tuned in, aligning our hearts and our intents to the upward spiral and to the light and love, and then that will whoosh you where you need to go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
I've got a question that I feel coming up. I mean, for people that are living in the cities that don't really maybe have the financial resources or maybe haven't discovered them yet, I should say, or are concerned, I mean, what would be some of the first steps for them? Because this is a really important thing that we're covering here, and I'm very glad that we were talking about it. I mean, what would you suggest for them, or what would be some guidance for them?
Okay, I had the same issue. I had a job that I was doing as a corporate consulting job. I did part-time in Los Angeles. My career here was in Los Angeles, so I was tied here. And this was last year, and I knew I was going to need to probably leave at some point. And so we started that discussion, me and my higher self. I'm like, all right, you need to start to pull in how I can support myself somewhere else. And so that would be where you start. You just say, okay, I think maybe it is time for me to get somewhere else. All right, higher self, start pulling in the ideas, the resources, the contacts, anything and everything that could help me support myself in another time and place. You know, this is where you start that, because when you hold that intent, then things will start to show up. When you are looking away somewhere else, distracted, you know, you're not going to get the messages. So when you really open up and hold that intent daily, that I want to know. And so people, I don't know anybody in Mount Shasta. I'm basically uprooting, and I'm leaving my friends here in Los Angeles. But I'm also watching them, because I can't tell them what they need to do. I just, you know, send them my love. Mm-hmm. But they're already starting to downsize and pack and get rid of stuff. They're getting ready. They know. When they get the call from higher self, they're going to go. So, and they don't know how yet. They're going to make a living. So don't say, oh, well, I'll do it once I know all the pieces are in place, because it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Spirit doesn't work that way. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. You just have to hold the intent, be open, and receive each day the few little steps you can do to be in ready mode.
Yeah, and part of that is... Yeah, and part of that is the people that showed up for this message to hear this, and so there's no accident. You're hearing it. You're hearing
right.
it because you needed to hear it, and you know, just listening and now looking for the signs are very important. Now I'm gonna just read some questions that people have.
Okay.
Michelle is asking, I mean, if you cannot leave an area. For whatever reason, I mean, how do you neutralize or eliminate the impact? That is a great question. I mean, can you stay in a different vibration yet be in an area that's sort of like an epicenter of dark energy?
Oof. I wouldn't recommend it, because it's going to be – I've been doing it here for years, and it's very hard on your physical body. It's such low vibration. It is going to take a toll. I hate to say it, but it just is.
Yeah.
But while I've been here, I've been really containing my aura. I contain my home, so I use those crystalline steel light orbs around me so that I'm just breathing in the new energies. I'm, you know, up in the high frequencies inside my body and in the aura, inside the orb. So wherever I move around on the city, I'm just taking it with me. And that way then
right.
I'm more neutral when I'm seeing stuff play out around me, you know, when I go out into the city. But it would probably be much easier, where you're not having to constantly combat the lower vibrations around you, if you could get into a place. Now, let's also just kind of open up the idea that we also need to let go of even all this thinking of how to do it in a traditional manner. You know, this would be where we would go and apply for a job, and then we would go and maybe rent a house or apartment. Okay, let that all go, because you need to open up to how your soul is going to bring this into you. This could be where you and some other people in your neighborhood that you really are syncing up with, you're all going to corral together, and you'll go somewhere together. Like, let's not worry that we have to have the perfect job and the perfect house all in order for us to be able to go to safety. Please don't get hung up on that, you guys. That's just the ego doing that to you. When we talk about receiving abundance coming down here, funneling down, filling into us, be open to however that abundance shows up, not just the traditional way. This could be where someone is got a lot of money and they're helping people and they're putting them up in their homes. You know, just so be open to every a possibility of how you can not only be moved to safety, but remember, you're being moved to safety because you're an anchor of love and light. And so you are going to these new places to anchor the Christ light, to anchor that love into the planet there. So all of us are getting, we're linking up all around the planet in this network of Christ light, and we are lifting it up in the higher frequencies. So this is part of our service as well. So you can't determine from the traditional manner that all this is life-altering. All that we used to do in the past isn't maybe going to be how it plays out in front of us right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. These are very key pieces to think about and be open. I mean, there's a bigger reason why we do the Wealth Revolution. There's a bigger reason why I push people a little bit sometimes to really expand and connect and be open to transforming their life, because there's a bigger thing happening here than just we sometimes mention, and I'm very aware of it. A lot of people have sent me things that, have you seen this? Did you know about this? And I said, yeah, I've known about it for about 10 years now. Yes, I do. And it is something we all have to be aware of. What is the next step? I mean, obviously there are things that we need to do. There is intuition. There's guidance we need to open the way for that I believe can move us into situations that we never thought we could be moved into, make the impossible possible. Mm-hmm. And I know that's part of your work, that when you connect to some of these energies, you know, things happen that you could never imagine will happen. How do people go deeper into that work? What is it about? How can they start? What are the first steps that they need to take?
First, it's making your decision, your intent to be in service to the light and love. This is why we're here. Everything else is just secondary. This is our primary, and just even having this conversation and having this dialogue, the more that us get from into this frame of mind, you know, the more that we just hold that we're here for the highest good, we're here to neutralize polarity, we're here to anchor the Christ light, to raise the frequency so everyone can live in that higher consciousness. When you rise up into that higher octave of consciousness, it's unlimited. There's just, like you said, it's just almost magical, because you can think of anything and everything in your mind and start to give it this power, start to give it this light, this chi, this energy, and you can begin to create it here. But it's very difficult to do it when you're in a dense city, when you're in polarity, when you're in depression or rage. You know, it's just very difficult when the ego is telling you to, you know, distracting you to be self-absorbed and all of this stuff. It's very hard to do what we're here to do then. So all of that is distraction, and all of that needs to get cleared out. That's why the quantum vortex is so helpful, because it just is so fast. It's spinning around you and spinning off all those distractions away from you. So then you can get into your center. You can get into the quiet. Boy, that mind has to get quiet so you can hear source. You know, you can hear spirit. You can hear the intuition. So it's, or just feel. I'm more clairsentient. I feel things first before I see or hear it. I feel it. So tune into your body. Feel everything. Feel where you're getting pulled. Feel where you're repelled away from. That's telling you so much information. Feel where you're getting drained. Get away from what's draining you. You need to power up your internal life force. Get away from what's draining you. If your job's draining you, then just make the decision, I'm now going to open up to an alternative job that feeds me, that doesn't take my light, that doesn't take my life force. So these are the things. It's kind of, It's self-reflection time right now. Everybody needs to go in. Yes, there's a lot out there happening that wants to distract us, but we just really need to get quiet, solitary, and make time every day to just go in and feel and hold your vision, hold your intent of the kind of life you want to live now.
Yes. Well, let's talk about some of the tools you offer to go deeper and really integrate this into your life. You've actually put together for us, which was incredibly popular, the Quantum Vortex Healing. And you even have an amazing video on the page as well that really explains all of this, too. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Meg, M-E-G. That's uwealthrevolution.com/Meg. And it's a $97 program, but my goodness, it is filled with all of these activation systems, all of these meditations, all of these processes that help us. Tell me what's in each of the processes. I know you have literally like 9 or 10 items here. Maybe we can go through them, Meg, and talk about kind of what's in there, why it's important right now, and what it can do for us, especially in light of what you were talking about, really needing to go in and create those amazing changes before things really begin to decay downward for certain groups here.
Okay. What I did is I put together a package on the process that I went through doing this, and this was 15 years ago, and it was, you know, I was guided by spirit to start to work with the vortex, and so I had to go through my own healing as well and go through my own clearing and raising my vibration. Mm-hmm. And so this is based on that process and then just, you know, continuing to teach this in my private sessions with clients. So what it is there's 4 e-books, and this is broken into 4 stages, so they are actually sequential. And the first one is really just understanding the human energy field. We've been talking quite a bit about it here in the session, but it goes into giving you an introduction of what needs to be healed, especially in the heart here, so that you can run this continual stream of life force free energy. It has a vortex activation meditation you can do. It's, I think, about 15, 20 minutes, a nice short one you can do every morning. You know, you just get up, you get grounded, you get the spin going. You really want that thing running all the time if you can. It will integrate with your aura, and that way then it's responding to what you need to heal and clear. It's always running in me now. So it starts off with just a beginning vortex energy meditation. The second phase is then you start to apply. Now that you got it going and you're now using it, now you can start to apply it. And what I found was the original wound in the heart was at early childhood, in those very infant formative years, where we got into duality. We began to lose our connection to our soul, to spirit, to this abundant flow. And so we go back in through, they're about 45 to 60 minute class recordings that I've walked people through the healing steps to reintegrate our connection to the powerful universe, to spirit, and to how to nurture our inner spirit with that energy. So that's the second phase. And then the third phase is then what we also mentioned today is getting in and working with our own shadow self. So this is the egoic personality or identity. It's more fear-based and it's undeveloped. It's almost like a child type of consciousness. And it's very egocentric, right? It's very self-centered. And so we start working on clearing and healing the hold that ego has on us. And then also, you know, just letting go of ego attachments. Boy, this is where we get stuck in the past, right? You know, emotional attachments to either lost loves or attached to resentments. You know, these kinds of things. We got to let go of all attachments. Even attachments to how we want our future to look like, this is where we actually need to just open it all up and get it very expanded to all possibilities, so not limiting ourselves to even what the ego can think of, so letting go of ego attachments, and then healing the fragmented self, because of living in duality, that was where I really had trouble. My mind had been fractured and split. You know, we start to really get compartmentalized, and instead of feeling holistic and complete, right, and whole, we start to feel really broken down, so you start to heal the fragmented self. And then the fourth stage is, again, working with this container of light, really starting to contain your aura, contain your mind, get it where there's no psychic spying, right? You got a nice, protected, private inner sanctuary inside here, and learn how to work with energy exchange, getting that into an equal balance. And then this is where we really start to rebirth our true self and live from the soul presence, live from the soul truth, and really live fully, live freely. And so that's the four stages of the program. All of those are 45 to 60 minute meditation downloads with ebooks. And then the final offering is next month on Saturday the 18th. I'll be doing a live mentoring teleseminar with everyone who is working with the material, and we'll get in, we'll work, and we'll do group work, and I'll take live callers and do mini readings. And so that's coming up in next month. So that's the whole package.
Wow. So that's happening next month. It's August 18th, 2012. How much, Meg, I know we're talking about this and the processes, and you know, you have the container of light, you have the vortex meditation of healing the fragment itself, collapsing the ego attachments, nurturing the inner spirit, original wound healing. You know, as I understand the way our systems work and the way that our universe, you know, as we are bound in this pain or locked into things that harmed us in the past or old wounds, we're basically staying stuck in the old system and we can't ascend. And that old system is crumbling. So, you know, my bigger purpose and the reason I wanted to bring this up with you is I think you're really one of those people that knows what's going on. And it's time that we must let that go before we are anchored to that system that's falling away. You know, it's kind of like being on a ship that's sinking and you've got a chain around your leg. You can't. Yeah, you can't get off because, well, I never forgave that person, guys. It's time.
That's right.
How much time is there? I mean, is the December date significant with what's coming up? I mean, is there going to be some big thing going on?
I still get pointed to December 21st is the start of the flip. And so this is where we have this extraordinary circumstance happening. We have this increasing frequency of the gamma ray radiation on the planet. So we're in this outwards expansion, right? We're just blowing open and expanding. And then we have this kind of imploding, collapsing happening at the same time. And they're heading towards where they're just going to hit into that trigger point or zero point. It's the end of the Mayan calendar. It's, you know, December 21st. Is it going to be exactly that day? I don't know, but that's where I still keep getting pointed to even, offer a big global event that day. But I think that's the trigger point, and it will continue probably onwards, you know, after that day as the shift is happening. So it's not like, in one nanosecond, all of a sudden everything is different. I think that's where that's the tipping point, and then everything starts to shift after that.
Okay,
so
we don't have much time. I mean, we have time, but these things go quick. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Meg, M-E-G. It's the whole program and everything that Meg is talking about. And if you're, you know, I just want to say, I mean, I've always lived a life of possibility. Luckily, I learned early on to really connect to something within versus everything without. And I really, if you're here and you are listening to us and you're saying, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no possibility. I have no money. I have no, it's time to really shift that. You need to stay connected to the energy you're feeling, your true energy, and not what you are seeing, not the apparent physical universe, but the universe that you want to create must be more vivid, must be more clear, more real than the current surroundings. That is how you unhinge. That is how you unplug. You create your own matrix. So this is for those people that are really asking all those questions that I'm seeing come in. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Meg, M-E-G. Now, I've got like a question from Christina, a friend in Toronto. She says, Darius, I am in a panic as anything I have tried to work on to create additional funds to move to a safer, more energetically compatible community has not yet had positive results. I feel the need to leave immediately. I've been here for 9 months. I have medical issues I have not been able to improve on. Please ask Meg what I should do. I have been doing inner work and meditating for years. The more I attempt to move forward, the more difficult my circumstances have become. What is going on, I mean, in your sense, when someone writes you with that, I mean, what do they do? What would you recommend or me? And what's happening?
Well, what I'm sensing, too, is Christina's getting into that pinwheel of opposing force inside, right? So she's feeling that in her. And so then, of course, mm-hmm. then that's clouding how she's seeing her life a possibility. So it's just feeling like everything I try to do, I'm just feeling the counterforce pushing against me. And that is how that's how that world works. That is how the 3D linear world works. So the first thing that I have to tell people is, you need to recognize making money in the old system is collapsing. That is not how it's going to work for us anymore. It doesn't work for me, and I finally said I'm done with this. So you need to shift everything inside you. Your whole consciousness and your connection to making money needs to shift out of that old system that's collapsing because it's not going to support us. It's not supporting us. Look how many people are unemployed.
Right.
We need to get out of that system. It's a matrix, you guys. It's a matrix. You need to pull yourself out of it. It's just like a big spider web got you trapped in it. You need to pull out of it, and you can use this momentum of the vortex to pull yourself out of it, and you start to get into, there are unlimited parallel systems around it. You're just in that one. I got into a different one. I pulled out of it, and I got into one that's more connected to the flow of the universe. I chose to get out of that one. I realized, you know, 15 years ago, this sucker doesn't work. I'm not going to be able to make it in this thing. And so I decided I was going to abandon it. And I went out of it, and I moved into something that actually matches me better and works better for me. I was in the corporate world for 25 years. I decided to abandon it. So this is where you need to start to open up your mind to completely different traditional ways of making money, of being abundant, of collaborating with people. Get out of the collapsing system. It's not supporting us. So that's, don't feel like badly that you're not making it, because we aren't going to make it in that system. We aren't. Only 1% are making the money in that system. So get out of it. And so you just, in your mind, you decide, I'm pulling my power from it. I'm unplugging from it. I'm not giving it my life force. I'm not giving it my power. I'm going to redirect and find other ways to empower myself and financially support myself. So that's the first thing I would recommend. And if you are feeling pulled to leave a place, trust that. I would follow that. I would then now go, okay, let me tune in and see where I am getting pulled to. And so let's say you're getting pulled, you know, across to another state or city or country. Then you start focusing your attention on where you're feeling pulled to. Don't pay attention to where you are anymore, because that's not feeding you anymore. Pay attention to where you're getting pulled to. Put your energy there. So, like, my energy is fully grounded in Mount Shasta. I've got nothing here in L.A., and that's why it's all pulling up and it's just falling apart.
Yes.
So point where you want to go. Point your energy into it, put your focus into it, and it will start to manifest an option for you to go to. Always focus on what you want to create. Don't focus on what's not working.
Yes, and I agree completely. I want to make a comment, and I want to do one other thing, but it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Meg, M-E-G, and it is the whole, everything she's talking about and really getting to connect to the real truth about you, and really to those higher energies and to that vortex of energy that will sustain you and pull you and move you. You know, one question, Meg, that's kind of a practical matter. I hear so many people who believe they're energetically tuned, yet when something doesn't work, it's like their whole world collapses and they go back in doubt and frustration. And I wonder, you know, does some level of real determination in seeing an outcome that you want and seeing a possibility manifest, isn't that incredibly important in holding that energy and not letting the outward appearances of this low energy deceive us into giving up or deceive us into doubting our true voice and what we're here to do?
Yes. Yes, that focus is hard. I think maybe that's part of it. Holding that focus is very hard for people. One of the first things that my spirit guides had me do when I was starting to work with energy was to stare at a candle every night. It was like so hard. I had like OCD, right? So I had to train my focus. I didn't have focus. I had to develop, it took discipline. I had to be really focused and hold and not let what was around me deter me from my focus. That I would recommend everybody doing whatever they can to discipline their focus. That's the first thing, because where we focus is where our power goes. Where we focus is where our life force goes. And so that's why my team had me start that way, is because otherwise you're scattered, right? Your energy
is scattered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have no power. So holding focus, that's where your energy goes. And then the other thing, too, is that when we are witnessing something that happens in our life that feels like it's negative, you know, it feels like it's not going right, or it's a failure, or however the mind is judging it, right? What I also was guided to do is to take everything that happens around me in my life and work with the mirror effect. It is literally mirroring something in me that is still manifesting that. Nothing out there shows up unless it's in you. And this may be very hard to accept, but I had to start to look at everything that was showing up as a sign of something that I still needed to balance inside myself. And so that would be my advice as well. Anything that feels like it's not working according to plan, or it's failing, or it's negative, then your next question needs to turn back in and go, okay, where is it in me that is manifesting this? And it could be that it's just a pattern that was passed to you from your family. It don't even personalize it. Just know there's something in me, some pattern, some consciousness, some program that just manifested that negative result. Let me go in and find it and heal it and clear it. And then I went to town. I was just like full, obsessed on internal house cleaning. And I just was in there throwing stuff out of the closet, like, let's get this stuff out. And by doing that, then I became so calm and neutral that not much is reacting to me out in the world anymore. It's just a flow.
Amazing.
That's a flow. But
what a call. What a session, Meg. Oh, gosh. And what timely information for all of us. Thank you for being here and sharing this and connecting with all of us. Wow.
Well, I love being here with you and your listeners, and I just know we're all going to make a difference this year. So I'm very excited about what's coming. So let's just join together and make it happen.
Yes, yes.